You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Usually, news of an artist's double release means two albums by a musician, right? Well, in this case, it's books by a popular award-winning poet. Her name is Rae Guiron. She teaches poetry and creative nonfiction at UC Davis, and her two new collections are titled Must Apple and Glass is Glass, Water is Water. There is a double release party Thursday at Morgan's Mill in Woodland, and I am so excited to have Rae in the studio. Welcome to Insight. I'm so glad you're here today.
Hi, Beth. I'm so happy to be here.
How did this happen, and how rare is it for a poet to release two collections at the same time?
I can't think of another poet in my lifetime that has released two books literally on top of each other. It's completely coincidental, the timing of the releases lining up like this, and the lives of the books, the processes by which they got written were so completely different from one another. I never could have guessed that they would end up emerging at the same time.
One is short term with one focus, the other longer term with an entirely different perspective.
Completely different.
Do you want to explain the two?
A long time now, ever since my first book came out, have been working between multiple projects at all times. It's always made a lot of sense to me to have a project on the front burner, a project on the side burner, a project on the counter waiting to move onto a burner. Glass is Glass, Water is Water is a book that I started very consciously about five and a half years ago, worked on very slowly. Must Apple started last year when I was doing a residency in Oysterville, Washington, and it came together in record time. It's a much shorter book, but my experiences of the two books coming together is so different. I'm honestly a little shocked that inside of a year, I had two wildly divergent experiences with bringing them to completion.
I've read the description for Must Apple, and in reading some of the poetry, it does match that it's a love letter, really, mm-hmm. to summertime in mm-hmm. Sacramento. And is it true that the first publisher who received it said, yes, I want
yes.
this?
Yes.
Not true for Glass is Glass, Water no. is Water. And that's going to be published by Spork Press out of Tucson, Arizona.
Yes.
And
yes.
so talk about the focus there, which is heavier, deeper. Love and loss and metaphor.
They say that all poems are about love and death, and I definitely agree with that. I have a hard time not seeing love and death inside of basically all creative work. But Glass is Glass, Water is Water is concerned basically with two things, figuration, metaphor, figurative language, and the ways that I see it failing. As opposed to the ways that I see it succeeding or helping to feed the work of poetry. And the spaces in relationships that cannot be resolved between people, simultaneous truths, irresolvable differences. There are a number of poems in Glass is Glass, Water is Water that actually cannot be read aloud because they are composed of simultaneous texts. You can't choose one over the other and end up reading the poem as presented on the page. So,
Your poetry is deep and strong. I think a class could spend an hour on six of your lines. Is that what happens in some of your classes? Do you work on some of your own work?
That's a really good question. Invisibly, I end up working on my own work while I'm teaching all the time. And that's one of the things that I love about teaching is that it enables me to sort of never get out of the water fully. Mm. But I've never taught my own work. I've definitely talked about it in classrooms where I've been invited to be a guest speaker. But usually I have more the experience of learning from what it is that my students are struggling with or discovering in real time and realizing quietly, you know, behind the curtain of the teaching seat, what it is that's there for me to remember, too.
And to your point about everything being about love and loss and living and dying, even Must Apple, in the discussion of harvest and the change of landscape, in your poetry about pomegranates and figs, there is that same sort of framing that you give it, even though if you're not paying attention, you might not know.
Mm-hmm.
What are you writing now?
That's also a really great question. I am working on a new full-length collection about the history of paper. I am also working on a book-length poem that started getting born for me completely unexpectedly last spring, right after the poet Lucy Brock-Broido died. And I am working on a long-term nonfiction project, a memoir that I'm working on very, very slowly, that's been on the furthest back of the back burners for probably about 7 or 8 years now.
So I'm talking with poet Ray Guiron. And your name, I should spell for people in case they try to look it up. They'll say, what is she saying? G-O-U-I-R-A-N-D. Mm-hmm. A French name.
A French name.
That can be challenging.
Indeed.
And am I saying it the way you say it?
It's perfect.
Okay. I also want to mention your 2011 collection, the one you referred to as the first one. Mm-hmm. It's titled Open Winter. And it was chosen for the 2011 Belday Prize. Your work has been published far and wide, but there was no published book or collection between that one and these two.
No, just Genesis.
So the release party will be at 7 p.m. on Thursday at Morgan's Mill. This is a little, what, a coffee wine bar?
It's a coffee wine bar in the Old Globe Rice Mill building. It's a really cool spot.
And I think because you teach and write in so many voices, I'm curious about what you've come to learn about yourself and how you see the world.
Through these two books specifically?
Yeah, because they are two different positions in where you are right now as a person.
I think my honest answer is that I would gain nothing by pretending to be any less serious than I am about everything. Mm-hmm. That's what it all boils down to for me at this point in my life.
There are writers far and wide in this region who have learned from you, because besides UC Davis, you've taught independent workshops that I think for the most part have waiting lists, dozens and dozens of people who, before I'd ever met you, have said, oh, I was one of Ray's students. I learned from Ray. Tell me what's been captivating and energizing about those independent workshops.
It's almost indescribable. I was very lucky to get a vision at a very young age of what education could look like outside of the walls of a school. And I don't think that I realized it consciously in the first writing workshops that I participated in, that was a really powerful seed that had been planted. But it is remarkable to me what happens when a group of people come together consciously with intentions, wanting to bring themselves into clearer and more consistent conversation with their inner lives and with the parts of themselves that cannot be spoken in everyday transactional discourse. And it's completely transforming to live a life where I am constantly surrounded by people who are in pursuit of their creative projects, of creative ways of being, of more integrated, more wholly integrated selfhood. I think I have gained more from becoming a teacher, have learned more about how to be a self than I could imagine learning any other way. This is definitely the path I was supposed to end up on and supposed to pursue.
Does that mean that you talk more or listen more as a teacher?
Depends on the day. Yeah, really depends on the day. I have a lot to say, and I'm not always good about remembering to open my ears and close my mouth at particular moments, but I am definitely there in the circle to hear as much as I am to speak.
The books are just being printed. So where will they be available?
They will be available in person on the night of the release party on Thursday night. Thereafter, Must Apple will be available on Amazon. You can just search for the title. The Spork book, Glass is Glass, Water is Water, will only be available for Spork on pre-order for a minute. It actually doesn't get released until December 1st officially.
Love that we got a little preview.
Yeah.
Next time, and there will be a next time, you come back and read, okay?
I would love to.
Ray Guiron. The new books will be talked more about on our website. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.